What's up? You're listening to Casually Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm Rody.
I'm Chris.
And I'm David. Casually Lit is brought to you by us. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Download this and all our other shows at Podbean, Spreaker, Stitcher, and in the Google Play and Apple Store. You can find a list of all the beer we drink on every single show at clshow.us, where you can also drop us a line.
Or David, they can also leave us a voicemail at 682-220-9824. Once again, that's 682-220-9824.
That's right.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Let us give praise to our Maker and glory to his bounty by learning about beer.
I need longer hair to properly headbang to hands.
There are a lot of people wondering why the F that's playing, and we lost 40% of our listener base right there, and it's Rody's fault.
Best show ever.
You're welcome.
I think Rody needs, or well, David, someone needs to introduce this beer right now before we lose all street cred.
Okay, we didn't just mbop roll, you guys. We're actually drinking a beer made by the golden hair ladies of the Hansen Brothers.
The golden-haired ladies.
Yes. The women with women parts who sang songs in the 90s. Hansen Brothers Beer Company apparently is the brewery now that Hansen, the former sister band, have started.
David is very aggressive against the Hansen sisters.
They were girls.
You know what? I'm hearing a lot of judging.
In all fairness, this is not a bad beer.
It's not terrible. I'm not a big fan of the English IPA. It's a little malt forward.
Right.
Which I don't like terribly.
Well, it's not a traditional what most people think of when they think of IPA. An English IPA, it's malt, like you said, more malt forward, but then you also get a little bit of fruity esters coming out with the English yeast. So you can taste just a little bit like very light fruit.
What was that? What was the word? The S?
Esters.
What a savory word. Describes exactly what it is, you know what I mean?
Ah, Jesus.
Hansen Brothers Beer is a small beer business based in Tulsa, Oklahoma, founded by three brothers and friends who are passionate about craft beer. After a few years of developing our vision and perfecting our recipe, we have debuted in our small state of Oklahoma and across the Midwest with our flagship beer, Hops, which is a full-bodied, delicious pale ale with a unique toasted malt signature and a refreshing hoppy finish. Our first love is music. And well, over 20 years as musicians and entrepreneurs in our band, Hansen in all caps, we are integrating a bit of that craft into each beer sold by giving away a free song with every bottle. We get a free song with this bottle.
What is it called? Meh?
I don't know. We also believe that everything you do to be an engine for good to help those in... That cannot be right. We also believe that everything you do can be an engine for good to help those in need. So a percentage of the proceeds from all of our beers contribute to funds to provide clean water to communities in need. Our recipe, take the best ingredients along with total dedication to the craft and brew with passion. The Hansen Brothers Beer Company team. So in case you guys are worried about it out there, you can get this online. You can order it online.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Order Hops online. So don't...
Hops.
Yep, order that crap. Not really, but...
What do you think of it, Jason?
Well, you took the words out of my mouth. It's malt forward.
What's the ABV on this? What do you think, without looking?
6.5.
7.5.
Close enough.
So...
When I'm in within one of the ABV, I feel good about myself.
If you...
But I'm not certified, so...
If you don't hate it, it'll get you there.
Right.
It's not terrible.
But yeah, I don't know if I would drink Hansen beer anywhere. I'm not a big fan of that.
You know, for it being a brewery based off of a rock quote unquote group, it's not bad. It's definitely better than I thought a Hansen beer would be.
It sounds like you're saying handsome. This beer is not very handsome.
Well, it's not wearing a long haired golden wig of womanness. girls is what they look like. That's what I'm trying to say.
Handsome. Did you buy a six-pack of this, Ruby?
Luckily, they come in four packs. Oh,
nice. Yeah, I wouldn't write home about this.
They have a few different beers, but this is the only one that I found down in Oklahoma.
Well.
Hops.
Pass.
So most of you that follow our social media, which is Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, usually Casually Lit, sometimes Casually Lit Show, probably noticed a certain adventure happening on Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
Without Rody, because we didn't want him to be a part of it. And I think Jordan's instructions were specifically, do not bring him. He doesn't game, bro.
Also, he would not physically have fit inside my car.
Yeah, that would have been... Would have been
yeah, that would have been a tight fit. It's
pretty yeah, we might have had to have taken someone else's car.
You could have ridden in the back of the new main pickup.
Yeah.
Hold all the stuff down so it don't blow out the back.
I don't want to lose it, and also don't want your life. But we took a journey from Arlington to Granbury, which is about an hour and 15 minutes, to be on a podcast that we speak about in high regards.
Love that show.
Controllers and keyboards.
Woo!
Me, Chris, and David. Chris, did you have a good time?
I had an excellent time. That was a very, very fun show.
Definitely was.
What was your favorite part?
My favorite part.
Remember, we wrote this down before we started, guys.
Exactly. one of the great parts of that show is just talking about South Park, the new South Park game, The Fractured Butthole. That game is just amazing.
Yes, I'm actually playing it more and more. I love that game. And David did a review.
I did. I reviewed a free game that I downloaded off of my iPhone. It's called Guns of Boom. So look for the trilogy series, epic, world-changing, I don't know.
Yeah,
it wasn't bad.
I'm legitimately worried about them doing the review this week and it not stacking up against you.
They're going to be so mean to Turtle, and yeah. I'm sad. I didn't mean to do it so good. I'm just neurotic. Like, that's just me. I do that.
I love you so much. Yeah, she did seem kind of hostile towards us. Like, she wasn't embracing us and allowing her into her home.
By the third lamp thrown at my head, yeah. I figured we may not have been welcome.
It's like, oh, there's that David guy. He's part of that group. Maybe without you, we would have been more welcome.
Probably.
You're that guy that's going to out-review me, but they have a great video game show. They cover everything from SNES to whatever they want to play.
They do news. They do reviews of games you haven't heard of, you have heard of, the big ones coming out. They do free-to-play games all the time.
Yeah, they're covering Assassin's Creed this Friday.
I think that's right, because three were coming out. It was yep. Mario, yeah, and then it was Wolfenstein's?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Wolfenstein, yeah.
Yeah, and then the Assassin's Creed.
Oh, that is a little bit away. My bad, but yeah. They got good stuff coming up. Exciting. Controllers and keyboards, check them out. Also CK Crew, CK Show, CK yeah, Crew.
CNK Crew, pretty much on everything. Yeah. I was watching them play, actually, Fractured Butthole on Twitch on Friday. It was awesome.
Was it Jordan again?
Yeah, Jordan was playing. The goat was sitting there answering questions in the chat and trolling the hell out of him. Ah, that's freaking hilarious.
He deserves it. No, they're cool guys. I've known Jordan for a long time, and he does great things. But yeah, so listen to our episode especially so you can listen to us take over and talk about beer for a little bit.
Yep.
And also listen to the goat chug a IPA.
Yeah,
that was hilarious.
He chugged damn near an entire Deep Ellum IPA.
And then made fun of me because I told him that's not how you drink it. I was like,
you don't do that with craft beer.
There you go.
That's a direct quote.
I don't even have to quote him. There it is. But yeah, check him out. We post stuff on our Facebook. We share it, Twitter, whatever.
Do it.
It's worth it. David, what are we getting into here? Well, I guess we'll pass
to this is getting past to you. It's Crazy Mountain Amber Ale.
An amber ale?
Yes. Also, courtesy of the Road Trip and Roadie.
It's got an owl on it, I think.
The artwork's really cool.
It's either that or a really sick cat.
It says malty, hoppy, smooth.
Okay.
It is ambering. Well, no.
Most
really.
Of those words I don't like.
It's actually pretty light for an amber ale, I would say.
That's what I was going to say. The color's not very amber.
You're doing it wrong. Have your hand over the top of it.
Jesus Christ, David.
Fine.
Are you not even certified?
Sensei.
Are you not even certified, bro?
We need to come up with some kind of a term that means, like, learned one to call Rhodey.
Senpai?
Professor?
He prefers Neo and the One.
Just call me Professor Rhodey.
Professor Rhodey. That sounds... I'm good with...
That makes me uncomfortable.
Not Dr. Rhodey?
No.
That's
no,
a callback.
That's fine. I want to be... Dr. Rhodey,
can we save him?
Oh, crap. We got to stop calling back. That's
we really do. But
it's
I mean,
a terrible thing that we do.
Yeah, home of the worst intros ever. Anything that involved me.
Going to bring that intro back. Dr. Rhodey. So high-pitched. Oh, crap.
Not again.
We've just gone silent.
All right, so where did this beer come from?
Yeah, tell
us. It's Seamus. Is that the name of the beer, or is that the name of the brewery? I see Seamus written on the can. Is that just they just randomly named that particular
can? I'm
going to
say, I hate the way this smells. I don't know why. I hate the way it smells. I'm not sure what it is, but I don't like it.
Hmm.
No, it's just Crazy Mountain Amber Ale.
Okay. What is Seamus, then?
Seamus is the owl that's on the...
Ah.
You want to... You know, that's something real funny that our listeners don't understand is with us doing very minimal editing, you get almost live radio, and what you get some of these silences or some of this. No, that's exactly what it says. Very unpreparedness. I like it. I like that. You get the authentic feel from us.
Yeah, like if this was polished and we all had a script to read from, it wouldn't be entertainment.
So Seamus is an owl.
There we go.
So you said it looked funny.
Town to owl.
There is a reason.
Okay.
Because... It is an owl, a mule deer, and a bobcat.
Oh.
Ah.
All rolled into one animal?
Yes.
Like a chimera?
But worse.
Worse.
Much, it's a meowcat.
Much worse.
With jackalope.
So enjoy an introduction to the crazy side with Seamus, the oldest resident of Crazy Mountain. Evidently, there's a cast. So,
ooh, the mystical Seamus.
Shtick.
He monitors the quality of the river with his sharp eyesight so that only the purest water makes it into Crazy Mountain Brews.
Do you have the toilet sound on the soundboard yet? Because
that's what I got.
I'm ready for that.
He's so bold but agreeable.
Yep, fuck you, Seamus.
Sounds like a Tinder ad. And he's surprisingly clean. Yep.
Swipe right.
Ah, good. He's clean.
And since Seamus loves all food...
God, that's
terrible. Yeah, he sounds definitely very picky.
Actually, this sounds more like me. Now, the more that I read that, be sure to join him for dinner.
Ah, yes, I will see you for dinner, Seamus.
I mean, I like the artwork. The barcode is a bunch of trees.
That's cool. That's nifty nice. When they work art into the barcode.
Cute. Except for when it won't scan and you're a cashier and you're pissed off because it won't work.
That's true.
It's goddamn trees.
It's only, yeah, fuck the trees.
It's only 5.25% and 25 IBUs.
I don't like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's nothing to write home about.
Nope.
Does the owl also hand out acceptance letter to Hogwarts?
Yeah.
No, it's WGU. Come on, Chris. Get your online degree.
I don't.
It's my diploma. Oh, geez, and I need it now.
I don't like this at all.
Yeah,
this is the first one of the show that I'm gladly like. Bluck.
Bluck. Is that what an owl, mule deer, bobcat says? Bluck.
Bluck. Hey it's guys, weird. Like, what do you want to put on the cover of this? Well, I want an owl. I want this. I want that. I want this. Put them together, and we'll make Seamus the creature of beer.
That's the graphic designer's revenge, right there. It's like, fuck it, put it all together. It has exactly what they want.
It has a hop, and then like it's like a full second, and then it's like, boom, malt, and then that's
so
all.
It's like
get.
Fruit stripe.
Yes,
it's the fruit stripe of beer.
Also, not a good gum / beer.
I don't like it, bro.
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
I'm trying to pick things out that I like about it. But really, like it is it old? Is it just a
shiny butthole?
Am I don't know. That right? There was no.
Is there like a print on the bottom of the can or anything?
Not anything that I can figure out. Yeah,
yeah it's not. There's not a whole lot there. It is an amber ale, and unfortunately, people see the amber ale style as whatever. Just put some malt in and then we'll add hops to it at some point, and then sell it instead of giving it proper dues.
It's because amber is the color of your energy.
Whoa. Right. That's that what a 311 call? Reference.
And then they called it the Boston Lager.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Samuel Adams.
Because I feel like this is kind of what it tastes yeah. like a little bit.
Mm. Grizzly Adams had a beard.
Kind of overprocessed
beard. Garbage. I don't know. Because they have the Boston Lager and they actually have an amber, don't they?
Hmm.
Because I think I've had.
I haven't had Sam Adams in a long time.
Yeah.
Where's the blah, blah, blah button?
I'm going to kill myself and it's your fault!
I forgot when I started caring about Sam. Oh, I don't. That's right. Don't care about Sam Adams.
Oh, I don't.
They have a pumpkin beer. Isn't it like Jack something? Jack. Jack o' lantern? Jack Meoff. Jack of all trades.
Meoff. Jack.
Jack Black. David approves of that. God
damn it. He's like, Jack, what's your name? Meoff. Jack. Officer Jack Meoff. From Black Sheep, you know.
Yes.
It's definitely getting better as it warms up.
No, it's not.
Your face betrays the opposite, my sir.
It's so good.
People can see you now, Rudy. They're looking at your face.
Best decision ever made, hey, and there's two more.
Show them Seamus. Give them a good view.
Yeah, give them a look at the
give
can.
Give them a good view of Seamus.
Show them your can, Rudy. Yeah. Give them a good old view of the can. Definitely shake it around.
Ah, that's special.
They're the
and
trees.
It's pouring it out on the carpet. No, I don't like this at all.
Yeah, I got rid of it so that my glass could have air in it instead.
This was the worst thing that I've ever put in my mouth.
That's still false, but the worst thing I ever put in my mouth. I'm not allowed to talk about it.
What a little clock tease.
Rhodey and I went on a beer adventure on Saturday. We got to go after an elusive foggy IPA.
Foggy Bottom Boys?
Foggy. This is so citrus and looks like orange juice. This must be the best beer in the area.
Which one?
Foghat.
Foghat from?
The band.
The band.
Slow ride. Take it easy. We went to their concert and got a foggy IP. Weird day. No, we went to the restaurant that
I thought you guys were serious for a second. I was like, what the hell?
I was too. I'm not even going to try to pronounce the restaurant, so I don't get made fun of.
I think it's Malai.
Maybelline.
Is that it? I know what Malai is.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
I don't know. It's Maybelline.
They had animals back there.
But it's the beer that I can't even say what it is.
The Ghost Face.
Oh, yep. Ghost Face.
It was their new.
By the Wu-Tang Clan? Yeah.
Yes. So they have a.
It went hard, Chris.
Five or six taps, and they have a rotator. Yeah. And the Ghost Face was the New England IPA rotator that they had on at the time. It was really good.
And for those of you wondering, New England IPAs are the beers that people are posting that look like orange juice. And you're like, they got that at IHOP. That's what a New England IPA is. And it looked like that. I was like, oh, orange juice, so good. I would love to drink this with French toast.
I have been wanting to go to Malai or Malai, however you say it, that place, Malai Kitchen.
Do you like Thai food?
Yes.
Thai. Go.
Okay, yeah, because it's a brew pub. It's an actual, like, a kitchen with a chef that has created all these amazing recipes, and then also they brew their own beer.
Yeah, because the food is really good, too.
Yeah.
Jack can't talk Thai. That's a Meet the Parents reference. That's terrible.
Oh, yeah. Jack talked that good.
That's a terrible, terrible reference.
But oh, you mean a Ben Stiller movie was
the
not
the,
good?
The best part, all their stuff was brewed there, too.
Yep.
And we didn't really get to talk to the guy that was super excited about the beers, which was sad, but we talked to a bartender that my wife actually knew, which was cool.
Oh, that's cool.
He was pumped up, but Rhodey was saying all the beers were good, though. What was the porter?
3C.
3C.
3C porter. Really good porter. So it had Thai chilies in it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes. I need to go to this place.
It was fantastic. It was really good.
Where is it?
Southlake.
Oh, okay. Shit, I used to work in Southlake.
Yeah. It was definitely wonderful. All the beers were good. And I love the small places like Chimera. It's right next to
a Taverna Rosa.
I know where that is.
They
yes.
They take their time and they make beautiful beers.
They do. Their peach... Peach wheat was really good, too.
Yep. Mm. It was not heavy. So, most of the time when you get a peach beer, it's very heavy, and it was just the perfect balance.
Super refreshing.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sorry, Rudy.
Do they do flights?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think it's $9 for a flight of three or four. I forget.
Yeah, I think it's four.
I know what I'm doing this Saturday.
It's worth it.
I love me some Thai food, and I love me some good brew pub.
It's really good. You won't be disappointed.
Awesome. So does that mean you're not going to the brewery tour at Martin House this Saturday?
That is this Saturday. Yes. Unfortunately, we will not be brewing.
Nope.
In the or we will not be serving any beer. At the brewery tour.
A lot of other awesome people will be.
Oh yeah.
Pretty stoked about Martin House is a local brewery in Fort Worth. They are doing the brewery tour, which they let guests. Brewers come pour stuff, which David allowed me to come with him last year, and we poured New Main, and it was the best day ever.
That seriously was a freaking blast. Probably by far our largest attended event. And we brought a lot of beer and floated a lot of kegs.
Got a lot of people out there, too. We killed it. We killed it. We had a fucking blast. Yeah. But that's happening this Saturday, and if you're anywhere in the DFW area or coming into town, go. It's a freaking blast, and you can have unlimited samples as long as you behave yourself.
Yeah.
Can't act a fool.
And, of course, showing up in costume is encouraged.
Yes. We saw a lot of really cool costumes. That was last year. What a blast. Yeah.
Man, I cannot believe that was a year ago. The only reason we're not doing it this year is because we're not starting with our own beer. If we were to go out there and blow everyone's socks off.
Again. Because you did last year.
That sounds really fucking conceited. I'm sorry. If we were to go out there and serve our own beer and then be like, haha, you can't have this for like another year, that would be kind of a dick move, even more than saying we would blow people's socks off.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the reason we're not doing it.
But we still encourage everybody to go. And
yes.
We might go. I don't know.
I definitely might.
Yep. It's always a good time.
Yeah.
Get a shit ton of beer.
Ooh, that brings up a really good point. What are you guys going as for Halloween?
The roadie.
Yeah. Damn. I'm going as a podcaster. I'm going to wear these helmets and these headphones, and I'm going to tape a microphone to my shirt and be a podcaster.
That's not the worst podcast costume idea. Jeez. It's like we've been drinking beer.
I'm going to wear a noose and my Eli Manning jersey and go as a choking giant.
Tell him to send a dick pic. Girls love that.
Or I could wear scrubs and go as Rhodey.
That's true. Just
yeah, we should go as your technician,
Dr. Rhodey.
Go as each other.
I'm gonna get one of these embroidered that says Dr. Rhodey.
Nice.
Just wear it around everywhere.
Watch out, you'll get like so many girls, you'll get more phone numbers than you know what to do with. Oh, you're a doctor? Here's my number.
Ooh, he's a tall doctor.
Also put me in your movie soon.
Oh,
Chris, what are you going for as Halloween?
I actually photoshopped myself a huge picture of a waffle, and I'm going to paint it blue.
Oh,
and just stick that on myself.
No,
that is so gross. Are you being? That sounds like a real thing. You're really doing that, aren't
risky
you?
Risky click of the show. I'm not going to not eat it. Oh God!
Oh, that was perfect.
Oh right? No! Yes.
You forgot to Google it, but that was perfect. Google that blue waffle.
That was awful.
They're so pretty. They're so freaking pretty. So this is obviously made by the same people of that beer we just had. Isn't it?
What is this supposed to be? Because it's not.
Is this by the same brewery?
Oh, yeah.
I would.
You're welcome.
You might drive back up there and ask for your money back.
The nose smells like infection.
Yeah, this is absolutely an infected, flawed beer. This is not what they meant to put in this can.
You know what's really bad? Reds are probably number one. Like, if I see a red at a place, I'm going for it no matter what. I love reds.
This is an extreme disappointment. Yep. Super overcarbonated.
What do you mean overcarbonated? That looks pretty fucking good.
That's a beautiful head.
A third of your glass is foam, sir.
You're supposed to allow for two-thirds of the glass to have head.
You haven't heard about the new trends in heads?
No.
Yeah, they're supposed to be 6 inches, Rody. Jesus
Christ. Can I
pay
$12 for that beer? Oh, yeah, put a lot of head
on
it.
I need that 6-inch head. Yes.
I want 6 inches of head.
Ah, no more, no less.
I can hear Chris's brain racking on these.
I'm about to pass out.
Who said that? Who said that?
Don't worry, he'll tap us on the head when he's finished.
Six? Oh, dear.
I totally approve.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Show over.
All right.
Everybody go home.
Okay. All right.
Holy Jesus.
All right.
So, I kind of don't want to even take a sip of this.
This is Booha.
This is definitely a pour.
It's not even Buddha. It's Boohai Red Ale by Crazy Mountain Brewing Company. This better be on a mountain. I'm just saying.
This would be one where I would definitely email the brewery and be like, hey, just to let you know, I really don't think this is what you meant your beer to taste like, buddy.
No, but the infection doesn't make it taste god-awful, but it's definitely not a red ale.
No, it's not even close.
The color is.
That dead.
Orange?
The red ale that's dead. Wow, what is it?
Red Dead Redemption?
Dunk of the Dead or Dank of the Dead. I can't even remember.
Dawn of the Dead?
No.
Dawn of the Red.
There it is. Oh, so good.
Too bad. You'll never be able to get that again.
They pulled out of Texas.
They did.
Yeah, no.
Ninkasi.
The other one, the red that I had recently from Whistle Post, holy crap.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, I want a growler of this. I would like it right now. I would like it right the now. And also, of course, Velvet Hammer is a red.
So good.
So is, what are some other reds? Runoff Red by Odell. Ooh.
Imperial Texan.
Oh, Imperial Texan, yes, sir. I have flashbacks when I drink that beer, though. Not allowed to.
Yeah, Runoff Red was pretty good.
God, Runoff Red's so, it's so freaking good. Best thing ever.
So freaking good.
Saturday, me and Rody went to our favorite hangout, local. I'm not saying the name.
Yeah, that Thai place in Southlake.
I will not have me naming a Thai place turn into a meme on the internet the next day. Michael Fassbanger.
Again.
That will not happen this time. Anyways, we went to Division afterwards, and both of us paid for I paid for two tours. I just now remembered Rodeo owes me money. Tammy made that abundantly clear that Rodeo owes me money.
Oh, right. By the way, I think this is officially an old pack.
Oh, really?
This is
smell it.
Yeah, it smells like... No.
Read the label on there and then smell it.
Does the date say, like...
This is Mountain Livin' Pale Ale. Bright, tropical, citrusy.
Do you get that on the nose?
Yeah. I'm getting stale, old, and and bad.
Good. Good. I took a shot, and I think I swung and missed on this one.
I'm going to go ahead and move the last beer that's in the freezer into the fridge to sit there forever.
Is this one that I can give to the hobo on the way home?
Yeah. This is my favorite one so far, though.
It tastes okay?
Yeah. It's still not high on the list, but this is drinkable.
It's drinkable, but I don't want to.
What's the name of that stupid animal on there?
His name is Jeremiah, your information.
Is it really that the name?
Jeremiah, mountain goat, elk, and pika.
Jesus Christ.
Apparently there's an animal called a pika.
Yeah, isn't that a pig? Like a marsupial-looking pig?
Marsupial pig.
Why am I okay with somebody giving you a phone number to call and telling you a cool story, but I'm against somebody making an animal up with a story?
Yeah, and that other story was about sexual things.
What do you mean? These are real animals in Colorado, Jason. Yeah. When's the last time you've been to Colorado?
We'll just call Jesse and ask him.
When's the last time you've been to the Crazy Mountain, Jason?
In the big top Crazy Mountain, you'll always wear your socks.
I almost don't want to even check into these now. But the bad thing is, I took a shot at this. The ratings weren't the best, so I don't know if this is what they normally taste like.
Yeah, okay. Maybe you're wrong about your old pack.
So there is markings on the can, but they're definitely off of where they should be.
They're coated.
Yeah, so can't even tell when they were supposed to be enjoyed.
But this is not bright nor citrusy.
Unfortunately, I no longer care to drink this beer either.
Before I was... rudely interrupted with this beer on this beer show. I was trying to tell a story about craft beer and what it means to us. No, so me and Rody went to Division.
So back to good beer.
Yeah. We had the whole tour, the whole gambit at Division. We were sitting there making fun of somebody because that's what we do. No, there was this overbearing old guy wearing a polo shirt that was like 9 sizes too big for him and acting a fool. Like talking to everybody when you didn't want to be talked to. And he's like, people were eating. He's like, you done with that? You done with that? Acting a fool. So me and Rody start making fun of him. And then this fine gentleman, 3 or 4 spaces down from us, sitting by himself, was overhearing us. And then he slowly slid his way over and we talked, met him. He's a rugby player. Really cool dude. We had a blast talking to him. I was like,
nice.
This is what craft beer is about. We were able to bond with him over beer.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like, you don't just ask a dude, hey, man, do you like bands? It's like, oh, what do you think of Division? It's like, I love Division. And we just started talking about Division, the beers, you know, showing him who the owners are. And the next thing you know, we're all cool, hanging out. Had a blast. Plays rugby, too. It's like, that's a man sport. I won't play rugby. Get my head knocked off. Yeah.
You're talking about basketball being dangerous.
Yeah, and I was like, that guy, don't fight him. He'll kill me. Yeah. So like, oh yeah, you're big, I'm small, I'm weak.
I think if they had fights in rugby like they do in hockey, people would die. Absolutely. On the field.
Yeah, I agree.
Gladiator.
Wholeheartedly.
Are you not entertained?
But we met him, and actually we're going to let him come on the show and talk about rugby and talk about some things, and that's coming up.
Yeah, hell definitely. Yeah. They have a whole season that goes into the winter in Grand Prairie.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they play in Grand Prairie.
Nice.
That's their home field. They also play, there's a team in Denton, Arlington, and a couple other teams.
Yeah, I had no idea. Now I kind of want to go watch amateur rugby. I bet that wouldn't be terrible.
That is going to be some good entertainment.
Does anything like the amateur football actually know somebody now that's on the team, the Weatherford Bullets? They have to pay for everything. Like, everything. Like, why are you playing? I love the game that much. I was like, well, that's passion. Because, if they get their knee blown out, they have to pay for all that of themselves.
Right.
Ooh. It's like, that's messed up.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you blew out your knee trying to play for us. Sorry. And you got to go spend the $1 million in the rehab and all that. You got to do it all yourself. It's like, well, I think the negatives outweigh the positives in this situation.
Yeah, I'm no mathometrist.
I'm not gonna play, but he loves the game. I'm like, I know. I'm like, you're crazy. It's like, what else can I say? I'm like, yeah, no, I wouldn't do it.
Yet another argument for universal health care.
I get worried just playing a little one-on-one at the gym. I'm just like, get a little nervous. I start sweating. Like, oh, you tired? No, man, I'm afraid I'm going to blow out this knee. Spend $15,000 to get rehabbed.
My freaking shoulder becomes dislocated while I'm sleeping. I am not about to play a pickup game of anything. Hopscotch has a very real, probability that I will catch fire. That's the widest thing you've ever said. Why, thank you, David. Yes, it was.
I did send you all that article today. I didn't know that 10 to 15 people a year are crushed by vending machines.
Yes. Apparently that do not shake is not just a cheapskate thing.
I was like, holy crap. Yeah, I found this article today about the weirdest facts about people dying, and that was the one that stuck out to me the most. I was like, 15 people a year are killed by vending machines.
Yeah, I saw a stat once, like it said, you're more likely to be crushed by a vending machine than eaten by a shark or something like that.
Aww.
Yep, that's correct. They actually compared another one on that in that article to getting eaten by a shark. Like, at the beach, people are more afraid of being eaten by a shark than die from...
jellyfish?
I don't think it was jellyfish. It was something ridiculous like sand fleas or something. Oh, coconuts. Coconuts falling every year kills more people than sharks do.
Oh.
Falling coconuts kill 150 people a year.
What the? 150 people 150 a year
people
die from falling coconuts.
Standing their lazy asses underneath palm trees, get clocked on their coconut by a coconut, and they coca die.
Damn. That's high when you think, well, it's not really when there's 90 million or 90 billion people.
Yeah.
But damn.
Not surprising, mosquito bites. 2 million people a year contract malaria and die from mosquito bites. That's not surprising.
This is in the world?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty high, though. I'm not going to lie. That gets me a little nervous. And I'm so glad that Rhodey had the gall to pour us another... one of these sweet, beautiful beers from Glorious Mountain.
I think we should make Jason discover this new
animal. Yeah, that's fine with that.
Do it.
Pour it out on my floor. Oh, let's talk about this animal. This is the Hooky Bob. Jesus Christ.
Hooky Bob?
Yeah. Where's that? Let's hear about Hooky Bob. Get ready for a wild ride down the mountain with Magnus. Crazy Mountain's able-bodied grain pounder. He prepares grain for brewing by smashing it with his great strength. But there's more to Magnus than first meets the eye. He's strong, but bright and complex, but not too intense. So buckle up and prepare for quite the lift. Why not ride? Doesn't talk about the animal. Kind of sad, because it's a buffalo with...
Hooky Bob sounds like he listens to Foreigner.
I'm sorry. Here it is, Magnus. Bison, moose, grizzly bear.
I get one of those animals.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
You can taste the grizzly bear in it, Rudy.
I can taste
it. I tasted dog in the one we just had, the pale ale. That did not have a pleasant aftertaste.
This smells like an IPA.
It is an IPA. Well, it's supposed to be an IPA. We'll see how old it is.
Redemption?
Yeah. No, but hops can always, you can always get hops out of anything.
Very, very light colored.
Yeah, especially a grizzly bear.
Yep. Anything. If you put enough hops in it, it's going to taste like an IPA.
It's definitely... Nope, don't like it. I was about to try and compliment it, but then the thing that I thought I was tasting was disappointment.
It smells like a sour.
I have drank a crap ton of brewer, a crap ton. This is bottom.
Yeah.
I'm sad.
This is the type of beer I would expect the Hansen brothers to make.
Mm, hop,
and unfortunately, that's the best thing we've had tonight.
Mm, hop was better than this.
Shiny butthole. Am I saying that right?
It's bright.
Yeah, boy. Do we have any good beer to drink?
Is this it? Is this all we have for real?
No, I mean, we have lots of beer. But
oh, you know
this
what?
This was all you brought for tonight? Yeah. Oh, mother...
I brought something tonight.
Oh.
I brought a fresh batch of OHB Vanilla Porter.
Save the day.
What? Yes.
What? Yeah, that's what we need to do.
So
we're going to break that out because I am disappointed in the alcohol.
It's not good tonight, but it's the best one that I had.
I disagree. I like hops better than this.
But I meant out of this.
Oh, out of, yeah.
I think we need to pour OHB.
Because it still had some hop character to it.
That's true.
And get into my final topic of the night.
Yes.
It's going to blow. I got the finger waggle coming. No.
How does that fit with the thing that I just said?
That won't be the last topic.
That's right. I got some entertainment news to talk about. We don't really have to, though.
Yeah, we do.
I think people just like our beer talk, and they're just like, oh, this beer talk is so good, especially the Hansen part.
I'll always be here for you, buddy.
I love it when you fuckers talk about that.
Hansen's my favorite band.
I don't know if y'all know, but that's every listener we have's voice.
It's funny, because they broke up, and two other ones formed Chumbawamba.
I get knocked down. Is that real?
No.
I know. I know. Look, the winky face. Is that real? Everybody get that?
You want the rest of this?
Yeah, I do. And it's so I can pour it in the sink. I would rather drink the worst pumpkin beer we had on the pumpkin show than that. The worst.
The Pumpkinator?
Yeah. That was not the worst. It was pretty bad.
We had one that was like acetone. Hey, it was like nail polish.
You picked a bad bottle, Ruby. It's your fault. You picked it out.
They probably had it sitting in front of the fucking window.
The one I had was delicious. The one we had here at my house. Apparently that closet is perfect for cellar. we've got lots of cellared beers we need to start breaking out for reals, though.
Well, it's that time of year. It's Rody about time to do another barrel-aged show.
Rody went and got a clean glass, and then he left. But yeah, give me that OHB.
All right. This year, OHB Vanilla Porter, fresh from the taps over in Pantego. At Dr. Jekyll's.
Soon to be new main tap room. That sounds like you're buying Dr. Jekyll's.
No, we are not buying.
That's soon where it's going to be poured for him, though.
Dr. Jekyll's taught me how to brew beer, and I was like, oh, hey, I want to do this for real now. And now, hopefully by the end of the year, we'll be opening our tap room.
Can't have that ad, too. We got to have the, you are going to be opening.
I am going to be opening sometime soon.
I have all kinds
of... my dad taught me something at one point. He said, as soon as you announce your plans, all of nature comes forward to thwart it. Boy, is that true. Yes. Oh, yeah, we'll start a brewery. A year later, okay, we're going to start a tap room. A week later, hey, let's have a meeting up at the city because things are not going well.
Quick worried thought.
But they are now.
I have not had any onions today. And after drinking all that beer, my urine smells like onions.
That was a really important news break, and I'm very glad that you shared that
with us.
Why didn't
you press the news button first? You've got to use the news button, man.
I'm a little worried now.
I pick up a little bit of banana on the nose here.
That's delicious, though.
I hate banana.
Well, the beer is delicious, so there's that. And it's a lighter porter, too. What is it, like 6.5?
I did not write down. I'm going to look it up on Ye Olde Untappd.
Kind of smells like a brewer put his beard hair and dipped it in this.
I might know the guy that brewed this, maybe. I don't know if we'd get that lucky if we got one of his batches.
That would be cool.
The Mr. Michael Harper, who we are best friends with, love that guy. Me and him share the same birthday. He is going to come on the show soon. So
that's good.
Could get him whenever we want.
A little vanilla, a little roasty.
I did pick this up at an event that one of my favorite beer slingers and sellers in DFW, aside, of course, from these gentlemen here, Mr. Choppa. Choppa, my big man, my brother from another mother.
So he's got
he and I brewed at Dr. Jekyll's for his first time, like 2 or 3 years ago. Nice. I taught the gentleman how to brew. He's like, you know what? I want to do this full time. Went and worked for Panther Island for a while. Now he's working for OHB. The guy is killing it. Love the hell out of me, out of Joe Choppa.
Yeah, he's a really cool guy.
So he was hosting this pint night event, and I was like, all right, give me some of that vanilla porter. And he told me these are Madagascar vanilla beans. This is like some straight up legit vanilla in this porter.
Has anyone made one out of Mexican vanilla yet? That's the one I want.
Ooh, I've got a bottle of Mexican vanilla extract, like a 40-ounce bottle of it.
Jesus.
If you guys want to bake a shitload of stuff.
I kind of do now.
All right, let's do.
Do it to it. Did you know if you search vanilla porter under your friends, no one will pop up? You have to search for the beer.
You have to type in, you cannot type OHB either. It's Oak Highlands Brewery is what OHB stands for.
Such a pain in the ass. Untappd. The search engine on Untappd is subpar at best, but we still like this app. Oak Highland Brewery. This is good radio.
I like it. This is made up for.
So what's even more disturbing is if you look up the total picture for these beers that we drank previously.
Is that also? Is that an animal?
What the fuck is that?
Is that all the animals combined?
What the shit?
Is that Captain Planet of Crazy Mountain Brewing?
That is Jeremiah.
Right.
You know,
he is heartless.
Okay.
Looking at that makes me want to drink beer.
Boom. What did I say the ABV was?
6.1%.
I said 6.5.
You did. This is lighter.
Yeah. Getting on that shit.
Right. Yeah. This is their vanilla porter. It's not a barrel aged porter, it is just a good, true American porter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very, very nice.
I likes it.
This definitely, I feel comfortable saying that I had a beer tonight.
This is a beer. And for those of you that listen to the controllers and keyboards, this is the style that David's going to be most known for at first, not at the end, but
right?
At
the
first.
So I have not done a vanilla porter yet, but Pantego Porter is my trademark. It's the one that we won Best in Show at a homebrew competition with. It's the one that we take special pleasure in serving people. Oh, I don't like dark beers. Oh, so you don't like chocolate? Well, no, I like chocolate. Oh, so you don't like coffee? No, I like coffee. All right, well, then you need to try this beer because what you've had before has been lying to your mouth.
Oh.
This is a good beer.
All right, you guys ready to talk about something crazy?
Do it.
So we started, me and a coworker started talking about like life in general, period. So 15 years ago, we'll say something as simple as toothpaste. There were, what, 4 or 5 brands of toothpaste? You only had 4 or 5 styles, maybe a sensitive here and blah, blah, blah there. And now you got hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go pick out toothpaste without anything. So 15 years ago, you had 3 or 4 beers. Most of them were lagers. You didn't have all of these options. So we started talking about what that's done to markets, how hard it's made it for distributors, how hard it's made it for consumers, how hard it's made brand loyalty doesn't necessarily exist anymore at all. And what reason is there to be brand loyal?
Mm-hmm.
We got really was like, holy shit. Yeah. Yeah. Cause we were talking about other things. And then I immediately was like, oh, this is beer. This is beer, beer, beer. We start talking about Martin House every month. They have a new beer. Their Heffenweizen's coming out in a week.
Right.
It's only been 2 weeks since they released the Darkness Falls.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
that's really only been 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're pushing out the Heffenweizen, and then they're pushing out the next one. Division, our love bread and butter, love that place to death. Every day they have a new beer to push out, almost. And we started talking about trying to understand craft beer and why that is becoming, and I totally believe in this. I'll stand by it, that that's becoming the norm and that the flagship isn't necessarily going away, but it's not that's not what people are doing.
That's true. If I had been smart about it and tried to open a brewery a long time ago, production brewing was pretty much in its heyday, but also about to be pretty much over. The people who've started in the last 2 to 3 years that are production breweries started properly funded, have gotten big enough fast enough to get their name out. That's what you had to do. Now the trend for beers is what's new, what you got. Give me something new. Give me something that I haven't had before. It's not so much, oh, man, I had that red ale that I really liked. That's all well and good, and you still have those customers. You still have those beer fans out there. They're like, okay, that's the beer I want, and that's great. But the new guy is showing up now, and there are tons. Every month there's someone opening somewhere. They're having to come in with new exciting things. That's why everyone hops on trends like Northeast IPAs, because they're trying to remain relevant in an ever-changing beer market. It's not, you know, in the 1980s, I'm reading a book right now called The Craft Beer Revolution. In the 1980s, everyone was trying to make the next lager that would be the Budweiser killer. So you had like Yuengling, you had New Albion, you had a bunch of different other breweries, some still around, some not. And then you had Sierra Nevada Pale Ale come in with a hopped pale ale, not a lager, that they could turn around much faster. They can get things out. It was made on a Frankenstein system of dairy tanks that, you know, that Ken Grossman just basically hobbled repurposed together from scrapyards. And that's what it took for him to get into a market where there was one style of beer. And now look at them, look at where craft beer is now. It's a completely different game now to get into beer making and to get people to recognize your brand as something that they want to keep coming back to. That's a huge challenge now.
And
how smart do you think the beer consumer is right now?
So the Texas market is different from most other places, and definitely even regions in Texas. Austin right now is probably 2 to 3 years ahead of anywhere else in Texas. DFW is probably a close second, and Houston is probably tied with us. We are 10 years behind the West Coast.
I feel like you could produce the same beer, give it a different name, and people would be like, I love this beer. It's different.
Unfortunately, that happens.
That's what I feel like right now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's probably the biggest thing is education. It's changing the lifestyle. It's getting to where you have neighborhood breweries or neighborhood tap rooms that have crowlers to go.
But in the same sense, I'm not going to lie. I drink 800 beers. You couldn't just pull one of those out at random. There's no way in hell I'd get it right. In the same sense, like, oh, you're not a perfect consumer. I can tell you what style it is. I'm willing to bet these days I could get it probably 6 out of 10, I think. 60%, I bet I'd get it right. But that's blindfolded too. 6 out of 10.
I'm going to go ahead and write down an idea.
Yeah.
We're going to do style. A game. We're going to do a style. Yeah, not brand, because that's kind of hard. I'm not
getting that shit right.
We're definitely doing a style show, blind style show, writing it down.
But
Chris, earmuffs.
That's where we talk about Chris behind his back.
But I'm thinking, like, so it would be hard even for me to do it. Like, if you just pulled one out, hey, what was this? I'd be like, start sweating. I don't know what it was. Right. But the market's pretty saturated, and I don't mean like, oh, saturated in a bad way. You need to have choice. But with so many of the breweries adopting to that new, they're saturating the market even more. It's like, hold on, it's kind of saturated now, but when all of them are like, we must make the new beer, you know, instead of getting maybe one or two a month, you're getting 19 to 40 a month. Right. That's a weird ratio, but you're getting so many more in the stores every freaking week instead of like, oh, here's a few. And the seasonals come in too, because you've got that too. You got all the people making news, and then you got the seasonals coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So you got Pumpkinator, and then you got 14 new breweries trying pumpkin beer for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You got the people that are breaking into the Texas market from out of state, and
that too. Right.
All their beers.
Because they've heard about this booming Texas market.
So you're creating this huge try environment, as opposed to I want this. This is what I love environment.
Right. So it's not even so much like territorial, like, oh, no, we drink this beer here. And I don't know why everyone has to have a redneck accent whenever I get territorial. But it's not so much that. It's breaking into a market with
we don't like your kind around here.
We don't like your pumpkin pie beers. Actually, that's the only kind of pumpkin beer I like. My point was,
with
like,
your English style malts.
But like getting into new markets for established larger breweries, there have been some really good breweries that have been around for a while that heard about Texas, came to Texas, and they're like, you know what? There's so much going on in Texas right now, we cannot compete. Like it's a completely different market than it was even 5 years ago. So it's really tough. It's not enough to do good beer, but you also have pockets of local only. You have, regardless of whether the beer that reaches your glass is well made, well put together, good recipe, poured correctly, and the folks watching the video right now are getting a little bonus.
You'll probably think this is crazy, but like, I remember when Monster first came out, it was barely Monster and barely Red Bull. They had two generic flavors and two sugar-free.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're like, I really want an energy drink. And you're just like, holy shit. Loco. There's like 19 different freaking energy drinks, man.
Yeah.
You're just like, and sometimes like as a consumer, this will sound weird, but I'm kind of getting tired of it.
Yeah, so that brings up the question. Like, you always hear about the golden age of this, the golden age of that. Is it the golden age of beer or the golden age of beer fandom?
There you go.
That's an interesting thing, because like you were saying earlier, like we've all at this table had probably well over 1,000 beers each, whether mine or not are, we've actually
at least 1,000.
Mine aren't recorded.
that we may or may not have kept track
Pepperidge
of.
Farm remembers.
But that's, you know, that's the fan we were 5 years ago, is try everything new, and then we, you know, unlocked badges and like, oh yeah, I've had so many beers, I've had so many. Like, is that what is hurting the market? It's kind of hard not to do that when there's that many available. If you're not participating in the culture and trying everything new, can you really say that you're a craft beer fan?
It's a very good question. That's a fun argument to have with any products, period. It's like, oh, this new thing's out, and you go try it. And, you know, but I believe that beer is having that happen more than any other product right now, period. Even music. I think there's more new beers coming out than there is music right now.
It's like, that is saying
it's
something.
It's like, holy crap, man. You cannot keep up. I mean, a new brewery opens. You've told me the statistics. It's very high.
We, I think in 2015, broke the most breweries ever in America, which was an old record from like the 1800s. In the 19th century, there were about 4,000 breweries in America because every city had a brewery. Everyone had a brewer. That's just the European culture that came to America. And then Prohibition came, killed all that shit, and then we had the big three for a long time. And then now, just in the early 2000s, for the first time ever, we got back up to 4,500. We're sitting at about 6,500 to 7,000 with about 2,000 in the pipe coming in the next 2 years.
That's insane.
Yeah. There will be a leveling off point. There, you know, everyone talks about the bubble and saturation and all that crap. It's not so much that there is – it's not going to be like a housing market bubble. It's not going to pop and then we're just all going to come back down to 12 styles. That's not what it is.
Yeah, no.
It's going to be a shift in the way people see and consume beer. It's not going to be like, oh, let's get drunk. No, it's going to be like, oh, what beer are you pairing with a steak that you're cooking at our cookout tonight? Or what brewery did you go to this weekend, not what did you do this weekend?
The exact way that you want to sell.
Yeah, and I'm honestly, that's what I would like to see. I love the style of the European brew pub beer. I love people talking about their local pub. I love the pride in the local or the pride in, you know, the region. I love people knowing who made their beer, talking with them, having conversations. That's what craft beer is. That's what it has always been. I love that that's coming to America, but I hate that people think that that is coming at the cost of the quality of beer.
Cost. Some instances it is, but I don't think most. Some people are like, hurry up, make something, get it new. It's got to be new. It's got to be out there. I don't care.
Right.
And honestly,
a lot of the ones that are starting up now, they've heard about craft beer blowing up for the last 5 years and like, all right, cool. How can I hitch my wagon to this money train?
That's
probably not going to happen that many times anymore.
That's one of the things
we missed
really,
that boat.
Yeah.
I just want to make tasty beer and have patrons talk about cool stuff, maybe make some people enjoy beer like I do.
That's one of the things that really bothers me though, because when you go somewhere and like a brand new place and they're already got like 9 beers and they're like, you're like, so what's your favorite? And they're just like, ah, you should try them all. You know, I just like, come on, bro.
Just do a flight.
Yeah. It's like, no, tell me what the best is here. Tell me what's your baby. What's like David and the Porter, like Agtown and Division. Tell me what's the one you've been nursing your whole life, Rosalie. Velvet Hammer.
Definitely.
Blood and Honey.
What?
Martin House. What is that breakfast beer?
Daybreak.
Daybreak, yeah.
Tell me what your bread and butter is. And they're like, well, we don't really have a bread and butter. They're all so good. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and it's definitely, you don't have to have a flagship. But have something that you're ready to shut have an up. Elevator pitch no. for your favorite
bread
beers.
And butter.
That's a
just diacetyl uh-oh. And
oh, dad's right
biscuit.
Biscuit. What's this beer? It's our bread and butter, and people try it and they love it. Ooh, oh. That's a good name. Mm-hmm. It's a good name. It's like, what do you come here for? Oh, our bread and butter is our number one beer.
Yep.
Anyways, but yeah, it's a fun thing to think about, and it's fun.
It's when, a 2.3% mistake.
It's you fun. Enjoy it. It's fun when you look at it with everything in life because it didn't just happen. You know, with
Yeah, this isn't the first time an industry has been revolutionized.
No, and it just keeps going. And I mean, you can look at something as simple as dental floss. There's like 19 different dental flosses, literally.
Yep.
You're like, why is it this hard to pick what dental floss that I fucking want?
I want the free trade organic pomegranate.
It's just like, and it's becoming annoying and a little overwhelming and whatever. And Does dental floss pair well with an IPA?
The pomegranate.
Yes. Calling you out. So next Thursday we're going to see Thor. Woo!
Yes,
fucking pumped. It's already out in other countries.
Void I work spoilers. With him.
Void spoilers. You work with Thor?
I work with.
The what do you mean, Hulk oh. and Thor don't die?
Oh yeah, yeah. They both die. No spoilers are out there. So Saw is coming out this weekend.
Lick, lick, lick my balls.
I was a huge Saw fan, and I'm not even sure about this. I didn't really want
it's to. Jigsaw, right? It's like it's the story of Jigsaw.
I'm not sure.
Rather than it just being literally another Saw franchise reboot. It's not even a reboot.
I don't know.
And it's not. You know, if it was an origin story, possibly I could get more into it. But let's call it what it is. Let's take advantage of a the Halloween grab? Time of the no. year. Money grab.
Yep. It's not an origin story. Like you can't understand if he's coming back or not, or what the hell's going on.
He actually has one of those little tapes inside the womb when he was being born.
I'm sure.
He says, goo goo gaga, I want to play a game.
I don't know.
That's my Saw voice. That's Jigsaw by David.
I don't know.
Jeez, Jason.
I wish that we had proof that the Saw skit existed. I made a Saw skit once.
Really?
And it was released, and I have nothing of it. My mom wanted to rewatch it about 2 years ago. She asked me to send it to her. Couldn't find any of it. It is gone from everything that I have. Rhodey's probably the only witness to it. I don't know if Chris ever saw it.
No, I never saw the Saw skit.
No, it was the tape recorder and me arguing. It was so funny, but it wasn't funny. But it was me.
Terrible.
It was me locked in a bathroom, and then I wake up, and it's like play the tape, and I play the tape, and it's like you're trapped in a blah blah blah. And I talk to, I'm like, what the fuck? And then it answers back, and we start talking to each other.
Nice.
It's pretty stupid, but it. And I'm like, oh, the Saw stuff. I really liked Saw, and I listened to We Hate Movies recently, and they did Saw 1. It's like, oh, and they were just talking about how he lays there the whole movie. I was like, oh, so it was so cool though when he got up, you know, when we were kids, like, oh shit, he was there the whole time. And they just talked about how impractical and how fucking stupid it is. And I was like, oh, it is.
I mean, eventually you see him breathing
as an adult. Yeah, that's they were talking about everything. Like, they were like, this guy's not gonna fart for 2.5 hours or however long he was down there. I was like, oh,
talk about,
but he did all the tests.
I know. It was so dumb. And then they went on talking about Saw for a little while. I was like, God damn it, but I still like it. And they were talking about the new one, and I really don't even know what it's about. And I'm probably going to go see it. It's going to be terrible. I'm going to go see it. I haven't even seen the trailer because I'm scared of what you guys were
saying. Saw 15, reciprocating Saw.
I just like the traps. And then they start talking about torture porn or whatever that. And I was like, oh, great. That's what
snuff
I'm into.
Snuff porn?
It's like, that's what I'm into? Door porn? I was like, great. But anyways.
We did recently watch, what was it? Hostel 1 and Hostel 2.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Does that hold up?
Have
you seen it before, or was this your first time?
I did not see. I've only seen the good parts of Hostel before, and Amanda actually watched all of one. I watched all of two with her, like the Hostel parts, the parts that
the blowtorch.
Oh, yeah, the blowtorch
with the eyeball hanging out,
and then like the meat, you know, the wagon that he's like taking around.
Holy shit, that's disgusting.
the goo that comes out when kind of clear goo.
When an eye pops. Yep. Yeah.
And the guy gets run over by the train. And
mm-hmm.
This is the chick with the...
Oh, yeah, the chick jumps in front of the train.
Her face is all burnt up, and she's like,
she's like, I'll never be pretty again. Might as well kill myself.
Pretty much.
Jesus.
And then you're like,
the second one. Have you guys ever seen Hostel Part 2? Because
Hernandez lives. You're like, and then he dies in the beginning of the second one for whatever reason because he sucks.
Wait, did he kill himself in jail?
No, he gets murdered.
After he played for the Patriots?
Gets murdered in...
Yes. God damn it.
It's Jay Hernandez. He's in Suicide Squad. He's the fire guy.
His suicide letter's on sale.
Is it?
Yes.
I own it.
Yeah, nothing sacred.
I buy it.
We live it in an alternate universe.
I read it every day to motivate myself to
not be that lame.
Yeah. The part where that chick in the second one, where the chick like cuts that chick to get blood all over while she masturbates.
Yeah, that was really weird.
With a sickle.
What? Yep.
Grim Reaper style.
Hanging upside down. Upside down boobs. Yeah, David approves of that. Oh, come on.
That stuff did not leave my brain.
No, that was...
Eli Roth is a sick fuck. Me and Chris went and saw his newest movie together.
What's that? The Green Inferno or something like that.
Oh, I remember you guys talking about that.
Yeah, that's the same guy that made Hostel.
Isn't he directing the live action Rugrats next?
What?
No.
Tommy, fake, I don't where's think that fake news such button? A good idea.
Fake news, Rhodey. Fake news.
So what a little clock tease.
So would you watch those? Did those hold up? Would you watch them again? I don't know.
You know, it's definitely a one and done, and it's the time of year. It's when you break out all the good horror.
What made you
want to
watch that?
We like scary horror type movies and stuff. You know, one that we've seen recently that we did not anticipate liking that was really, really good. And I'm blanking on the name, so this is really...
her music video is a horror, by the way.
I'm really trying to remember the name of it.
What year?
So they go to an ancient Mayan ruin, and the vine takes over and starts killing them all.
Dang it, what was that called?
The mummy?
Vine, probably.
it's not the vine, but it's
something. It was the ruins, wasn't it?
Yeah, ruins. Yeah, the ruins. Or the ruin or something like that. That was surprisingly entertaining.
I was just waiting for the scene in Evil Dead. Mm-hmm. Where the tree just like starts crawling up and I was like, oh, please don't do this.
There were a couple like twists that were kind of like, oh, okay, I know we're watching like a suspend disbelief movie. It wasn't like a real scary type of horror. It was a holy shit, that's fucked up kind of horror.
Right.
But they did it really well, and they had a, you know, honestly, not very many people that you have seen anything before. A couple, you know, B-list actors. But it's well pulled off. I liked it. It's good to get in the holiday spirit.
Huh. Yeah, we started watching The Purge. The Purge, the third one.
The Election Day.
Haven't finished it. We stopped. It was that good. Stopped to go see the Dick Buildings with y'all guys.
That was a terrible movie.
Yeah, there's... God damn. I haven't seen a good horror movie in a long time. Like a real good one. I got told by We Hate Movies that it's a movie like The Strangers, that it's a great movie. And I was like, okay.
Cabin in the Woods is pretty good.
Cabin in the Woods?
Yeah.
Is that the one with Chris Hemsworth?
Yes, it is.
The one where he drives an RV into a fucking wall? Yeah, that was really cool.
Jeez,
no, that was he drove his motorbike into the wall because he was trying to jump it. He just smashes into it.
Cult of
Hi, I'm Chris Hemsworth. This is Jackass.
Cult of Chucky is on Netflix if you guys want to watch a good horror movie. I haven't watched 1922. It's on Netflix.
I actually watched that last night. I was about to bring that up. It was actually really good. It's not. I wouldn't consider it a horror movie at all. I mean, it kind of is, but
yeah,
there's no jump scares. There's no anything, but it's just creepy.
Most of Stephen King's shit is pretty intense.
Dude, did you watch about freaking jump scares? We saw that stupid Friend Request movie. That was a really long, really bad movie that should have gone straight to Netflix.
See, I went and saw the first Paranormal Activity, which is similar to that.
Yeah, no, that one's all
right. With Jesse, and Jesse was hating it the whole time, but I actually let myself get involved in it.
Yeah.
Like, I let my guard down. I was like, let's go with this. And it was pretty creepy.
I like the first two Paranormal, and then they start getting crazy into the lore, and like the
Smartos or whatever. Like, who's this person mixing with this person? Who's that? Who's this? Got really stupid. But I am going to suggest a podcast for everybody to listen to. If you haven't seen the new movie Geostorm with Gerard Butler, there's no reason to.
Right.
But I heard it's great.
You need to listen to the Daily Planet podcast.
Okay.
Oh,
they're
yes.
nerds. They're Australian. They talk about nerd stuff, if you guys like Spider-Man, nerd! Any of that stuff, if you like any comic book stuff and most comic book movies, and sometimes they just rip on movies. They talked about Geostorm. I was laughing so hard I was crying.
They do not like that at all.
The lady in my desk next to me was like, what's going on over there? I was like, I'm just listening to this podcast. They're talking about Geostorm.
It does She's look like a terrible movie.
Oh my God, you should listen to it. It is so funny.
Bad as people thought the day after tomorrow was going to be, this looks like the B-list version of that with better graphics.
I love these guys. They are one of the greatest shows that I listen to, The Daily Planet. They are hilarious. Comicbookmovie.com, they write a lot. Well, they haven't done so much anymore. I don't know if they've gotten kicked off of there, but they don't post as much articles there anymore. But they are fantastic. He runs his YouTube channel.
Yeah, Mr. Sunday Movies.
Yeah, he's so funny. They're great. He makes fun of everything. That's what he does. He loves comics, but he still makes fun of them. And right. You're just like, ha! You get his take on it, but no, we're not affiliated with him. Maybe one day. Never. Never be that big.
We could have him on the show if we want to, like, wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning to interview him.
We'll never be that big. Those guys are huge. Like, oh, we get 5,000 emails. I'm like, yeah, we got two. We got two. Rob Zombie's going to remake, or not remake, he's bringing back the Devil's Rejects. I'm not sure how they all died in the end. We'll see.
That's a prequel. Limbo's Rejects.
We will see.
They all died in a hail of gunfire, I think.
I thought so, yeah. I thought that's how it went down.
That's Rob Zombie, man. You got
Zombie
to.
Rejects, duh.
None of them were headshots.
The Walking Dead.
Yes! Oh my God!
Came back. We're not going to spoil anything. We never have, except for Rhodey.
Who died, Rhodey?
Who died, yeah.
The guy with the tiger.
Jesus Christ. I thought it was
Ezekiel.
Beth.
Or?
I thought Beth died.
Yes.
Yeah, Beth definitely died. Although, if you guys stay to watch the Talking Dead.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Chris just said Ezekiel, not King Ezekiel. What a dick.
Jeez.
It is King
How dare
Ezekiel.
You, sir?
Jesus Christ, Chris.
He took community theater.
That is King of the Kingdom. Watch your mouth.
I guess I'm just going to dig this hole even deeper. I completely forgot about it.
You haven't seen it?
Really? No, I haven't seen it yet.
Holy shit.
I'm going to kill myself, and it's your fault.
I did read an article about how it was the weakest opening of Walking Dead since it's been garnering.
Since season 5.
Yeah, since season 5.
But did you see that? So the funniest part about that, though?
In terms of ratings. But
yeah, they lost like, number 6. It's like, oh no, we're down 30%. They were still number 1.
Yep.
It's like, holy Jesus, they were down 30%. You're like, our show's going to get canceled. Still number one with 11 million viewers.
Right. That's terrible.
I still loved the show.
Yeah, it was. Oh, this
I
was
thought it
was
a really good season opener. We didn't have the kind of, cliffhanger that the the last mid-season had.
No. Oh, with the...
With everyone on their knees waiting to see who died.
Yeah. That was the end of the season.
That was huge.
But David, it's all out war.
It is all out war.
I literally, on my nightstand next to my bed where I lay my little head to rest every night, I have the, from All Out War, the next
the
3 issues
from
of...
Walking Dead?
Not yet.
Oh, I kind of want that.
Santa Claus is listening.
Is that available?
Oh, it's got to be.
We got to get a Shiva.
Totally.
I want Shiva.
We need Shiva sitting right here on the table.
I'm game. We need Shiva. Thank you, Rhodey.
Wait, that's the it's not trophy. Tigger? That's a trophy from the league, right?
I thought it was Tigger.
Shiva. The
wonderful thing about Shiva. And Shiva pops out of fucking nowhere.
I thought it was Tigger from Winnie the Pooh. Boing, boing, boing.
fun. No, but I really enjoyed that episode.
Oh,
I thought it was good.
I
thought it was
epic.
Really good follow up to what happened in the season finale, and I cannot wait for the next episode.
Yep.
Even though I'm going to have to.
I am pumped again for Walking Dead. And for those of you that are listening, this Saturday, what is that? What is today? The 28th. So 28th, 25th. In 3 days,
Saturday.
Not Thursday, not Friday. On Saturday, we're going to release the Pumpkin Show.
Yes.
And then I guess on...
Pumpkin?
19
Halloween
pumpkin
is
beers.
On a Tuesday, so I guess on Tuesday, we're going to release the Candy Bracket Challenge.
Yeah.
So we're going to have 2 episodes released. I'm going to release the Candy Bracket Challenge on YouTube this weekend as well. The Pumpkin's already on YouTube, so that'll work. I'll release that on YouTube and then release the audio show for the Pumpkin Show. With a special intro, if it's done, probably won't be. On Saturday, because Rhodey thinks he can go out of town and not sit here and handle his business. This precedes everything in your life, and you should already know that.
The fuck did you just call me?
Oh, damn. Whoa, I called God, you Rhodey, damn. But
Jesus.
Unless you want to call you something else. But yeah, we've got huge things coming up here. Guests galore. As of right now, we need to ask, but next Wednesday is Division.
Yep.
Yeah.
Woo! Finally get to hear from the people that we talk about every episode.
We go to Rhodey's house and do it there.
We can.
I'm just playing. So we don't get out of hand here.
I'd really like Wade or Sean not to know where I live, but that's fine.
No shotgunning on my porch is the only thing I'm worried about.
Oh, that's good. I have plenty of porch.
That's true.
And a dog that will not stop jumping on you.
But yeah, supposedly we need to get in touch. So no promises there, but we've got plenty of things coming up. The holiday season.
I also hear in the next month or so the owner of New Main Brewing might want to come on the show. I'll see if I can swing that. It you know, he's kind of a dick. I don't know. It may make for bad radio, but we'll see.
We need to go, yeah, straight business mode. Let's do that. Yeah, the David the bar. I want to do something separate. I really do. Just unload. It'll be fun. I don't know why it'd be fun. But big things, big things. Is that Trump? Isn't that what he says? Big things?
Big water. Big water.
Big.
We're
going to do great things.
An island surrounded by big water.
Subscribe to the YouTube. Please subscribe to the YouTube. There's going to be great things there. The reason is we've got some behind the scenes stuff that we're going to put together. Some filming in David's car that we're going to put in there.
Woo!
One of these days, I want to put it together, but I have to know when everybody's going to be here. We're going to do a behind-the-scenes documentary, but everybody's got to be wherever we are a little early so we can go straight homo with it.
Like Spinal straight Tap. Homo. Is that one of those oxymorons?
I'm going to excuse myself from this.
That's fine. You won't be in the Spinal Tap documentary.
You don't know about the cameras we've already set up.
It's going to be fun.
The footage we've got so far.
Like, you know, I don't want any of it to be scripted, but I want us to fight.
Surprise butt sex.
That will be involved in it too, so should be fun.
Yeah, but it's tastefully done.
YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Tasteful butt sex.
Tasteful. Follow us. Let's new end it budget. On that. Y'all have a good night, good day. We love you.
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.